Hi, and welcome to the Plum Club podcast series. I'm Stuart Marcus with the Maxmark division of Asian Star, and we're thrilled to be here with you and hope you enjoy our conversation we're going to have today. Hopefully it will be a way that helps you find a new area of business, a new customer, or at the very least, makes your customers very, very happy. As I said, I'm Stuart Marcus. I've been in the jewelry business for, my goodness, 45 years. It seems like forever. And on my left is Benoit Shah.
Hello, everyone. My name is Benoit Shah. I've been in the industry about 20 years. I've come from the tech background, and I bring to you today a new look on how to handle the world of custom orders.
Well, let's tell you a little bit about Asian Star. They're a company that has been in business for over 50 years as a preferred supplier to leading brands and retail chains across the world for Bryant Diamonds and innovative jewelry, focusing mostly in Meli. They started in 1971. They've got almost 2,000 employees. And what we want to talk to you about, as Benoit said, is the importance of special orders. Although think of it as a different way, the importance of your special customers, because that's how they view themselves. I have three daughters. I can tell you they live in a social world that they sometimes allow me in, and they definitely view themselves as special, and their friends view themselves as special. And what we're going to be talking about is some of the experiences that we've seen, some of the things we've done. And by the way, we're not just going to be talking about bridal. We're going to be talking about the men's business, because there's a whole category there that's open to you, and how special these customers are, and as I say, the experiences that we've seen both dealing through stores and the painful few specials we do, and as I say, what I've seen from my girls and their friends. So let's start off with, who is the custom consumer? Who are we even talking about here?
Stuart, I think that's a great question, because I think every customer that walks through your store wants to feel special. They all feel they're a special customer, whether they're buying something off the rack or they want to make a very minute change to make the quite simplest piece into their own. So, you know, you can take that across the range. It's not about how much money they're spending, but it's about how can they make every piece that they see their own. They want to put a twist on it so it's not like buying it off the rack.
Well, have you seen it? Is it 30% of the business, 40% of the business?
I would say it's a growing business. I don't know where it is today, but if I had to venture a guess, it's probably in the 20 to 30% range. And I think that will grow as manufacturers are able to speed up the time to turn around these custom orders.
Well, you know, we're talking about these people as being special. Let's talk about a little bit about the bridal business. Where does the consumer start their search?
Oh, definitely online. Like you were saying, the social aspect of it. People look on Instagram, people look on Facebook, Pinterest. They search top engagement rings on Google to get their initial view. And everyone has pictures of rings that they like, engagement rings that they like, and they've sent it to their friends. They all start the communication before they even go to the store.
Yet I can tell you some of my experiences. I find that as I say, everyone wants to consider themselves special, and what they're doing is special, which it is. You know, we're in a unique business where we're not just selling an item. We're selling an item that has an incredible emotional attachment to it. Even though the shapes are often what they come back with is classical, I think the big thing is being able to talk to them so that the retailer is relevant and isn't just seen as a museum of styles. Because if you're running a museum, you're not making money.
And you're not selling anything. Everything's behind the case.
That's right. That's right. I also have seen that, you know, as we were saying before, is that customer, even though everything we're selling in jewelry is an emotional purchase, making a special order is, you know, you're putting part of your soul into it. And, you know, what are they looking for? Are they looking for a level of experience from the retailer in jewelry and in the local market? What are they looking for?
I think they're looking for affirmation of what they want, because they typically come into the store saying, I'm looking for this, this, and this. They kind of take the four pictures that they have on your on their phone and try to make one ring out of it. And they look to the retailer to one to see, one, is it possible? Two, have you seen this before? Am I out of my mind? And am I going to like this?
Absolutely, absolutely. But, you know, even though we're talking about bridal, you know, men are flexing too.
They are flexing.
What have you seen about that?
This is a whole entire category that had come to life a couple years ago, probably right before COVID, flourished through COVID, and has had momentum moving forward. And it's, you know, what we call the urban population. It's a demographic of people that are following the rappers, the celebrities, the musicians in the world, and buying these large Cuban chains, you know, that are 10, 12, 15 millimeters in width, 22 inches in length, and cost, you know, north of $15,000 to $75,000. And what makes it custom is that they're choosing all of those categories that I just mentioned, and then they take the standard box lock and they put a name on it. They're doing whatever they can to make it their own piece.
Well, when you say to make it their own, what are some of the experiences you've had of, again, where you talk about jewelry as such an emotional purchase, to do something like this is highly emotional and highly, you're trying to bring out your experiences and your whole life story.
Yeah, and it's also quite impulsive. So if you have and are able to communicate with them today, you'll get the sale. But if you talk about tomorrow, they walk away. And that's the emotion, right? That's the impatience and the emotion all in one that makes these type of special orders and the way you communicate with your customers even more important. They want to be able to walk away at the time of them talking to you with an idea of what's going to happen next.
Absolutely. Well, you know, the whole special order idea also has, as you were telling me before, just a huge impact on ROI because you can work with less inventory. Your ticket is often, from our experience, 40 to 50% higher than an in-counter purchase, which is exciting. And, you know, now with some of the significant decreases you've seen in delivery times, your turn just increases dramatically and the consumer satisfaction increases dramatically. But, you know, I quickly went over something that is probably the most critical thing in there, especially on the bridal side with so many pieces being classic. We live in a time of now. So what kind of delivery 100%. Times do you see? We'll break it down into two areas. What kind of delivery times do you see are important to the consumer for bridal?
Yeah, so historically, even from a retail level, when stores generally provide their special orders or their custom orders, they automatically give a lead time of 4 to 6 weeks. That's an industry standard. Now, when we're able to, as manufacturers are able to use technology, have the right processes in place to increase that turn, we're seeing people now bring it down into 2 to 3 weeks, not including logistics. Logistics prior to COVID was a 2 to 3 day shipment time. Now, because of flights and everything, you're looking at 4 to 5 days. However, as manufacturers improve their delivery times, retailers can push more custom because they're able to turn the pieces faster for their customers and continue to grow their business as a new category.
Interesting. So you're saying in a like a bridal piece, in a classic piece where, hey, I like this, but, you know, I'd like it in platinum and I'd like it with a this size center stone and a this shape in it, that you can turn something around that in 2 to 3 weeks.
Yeah, and honestly, it's going to become even quicker and quicker because what some of the retailers are doing for simple changes, they're building in America. And for more complex changes, they could build it overseas. But even the overseas factories are seeing the need to expedite, and they're also now starting to ship between 7 and 10 days.
That is excellent. Tell me something on some of these totally custom pieces, you know, where we're not starting from a classic shape. What kind of deliveries are you seeing in that?
In that, people are seeing definitely a minimum 4 weeks. And the reason for that is that when it's truly custom, no one wants to make a piece incorrect, and no one wants to have a retailer deliver a piece that doesn't make the customer 100% happy. So there's the whole design development and making sure the customer is following the entire process. They're creating the story. Here's your sketch. Do you want any changes? If there's changes, then you do another sketch. Then from there, you go to CAD. From CAD, you show for approval. So you're kind of getting the approvals along the way. And every 2 to 3 days, you have to meet with the customer. You have to find your time. And based on that process, then you go into production. So usually it's around 10 or 12 days before you even start production on the more complex pieces.
But still, even with that, you're giving them something in relatively fast time.
Yeah, and the other thing I'll say is that as the retailer keeps the customer involved throughout the process, they forget about the time, right? So a lot of the retailers say you'll get it in 4 to 6 weeks, and the customer will call at 4 weeks saying, hey, where's my piece? But here in these custom pieces that are more ornate, as you keep them apprised along the way, sending them updates, here's your sketch, here's your CAD, here's a picture of the piece in production, they forget about time, and they just get more excited about the delivery.
About the process itself. Let's jump over to bridal for a second. As we said, sales are often classic in style, but unique to the consumer. What makes the purchases special? What makes them unique for them?
So basically, what I feel is that the stories that we hear is that the customers go to the store. They most of the time, they have in their mind what they're looking for, but they're also open to hearing what the sales staff has to say. What makes it custom to them is being able to say, I want this, I'm looking for this type of center stone, I'm looking for this type of ring, but yet, you know, I want to put my birthstone on the inside of the shank. I want to engrave a certain date on the inside of the shank. I want to do mixed metals. I want a platinum head and I want a 18K yellow gold shank. That's not a normal in-case piece. So those are all the concepts that, you know, potential customers are looking at on the internet and bringing that in store.
So what's neat about it and why the process is so cool is not only is it something special when it is such an emotional purchase, but because they're highly likely to customize it and put in their personal touches to make it unique, there's your opportunity to be increasing your average sell of, hey, you could do this, hey, you could do that, versus a complete bridal in case, you know, ready to be sized and sold.
Yeah, and it's, it's good you mentioned that because you're talking about upselling. When you're making a custom ring, 99% of the time you need a custom band. So now you're creating this lifelong value for your customer that they're going to come back, and 99% of the time they're going to order the band from you too because you made the ring. So you have the CAD for the ring, and you know, the trend of having the perfect match can only apply to you now because you have the CAD and you're able to, again, make the customer happy for the second time.
I think from our experience, we found that that increases the average sale, your ticket, at probably 10 to 15%. So it has a material impact on being profitable that month in a soft month or not being profitable in that
Absolutely.
Month.
Absolutely.
And again, you're playing with their, what you just talked about, you're so much playing with their emotions of, I can give you the perfect band because it's going to be made with your custom piece and be perfect from that point also. Tell me something. What are some other factors? We talked about delivery. We talked about being able to make it special. What else, if you're doing a custom piece, you know, do you find important in a special order?
I think quality is very, very important because the heart and soul of these people that are coming to your store, the emotion is there. At the end of the day, they want something that looks better than what they're seeing in the case. They're expecting that there's, because it's custom, there's more hands touching it. There's more time put into it, that when they finally see the piece and they compare it to something in case, it's going to visually look better. So it's all about manufacturing, quality, and the time taken to manufacture the piece.
You know, and it's we just went through a wedding of my oldest, and I can tell you, looking on it from afar, I was not involved in picking out the dress, but hearing from it on a rather regular basis and all the different shopping for it, you know, these brides are treated like queens from these other places. And, you know, when you turn around and, as we were joking about before, we're not running a museum, you know, if all you're doing is being 18 inches or 20 inches, however wide your case is, across from them and handing them out something that they're going to wear their whole life, unlike a dress they're going to wear once, you know, this is the consumer expectations for weddings is much higher. They want to be treated special, and this allows them to. Yet, as we were talking about before, delivery time is so much more important than price. Number one, as you said, they're expecting better quality. Let's give it to them. Let's give them a better experience. But on top of that, if 4 to 6 weeks is good on delivery, and now the norm is coming in at 2 to 3 weeks, we're not giving them a lot of reason to say no or to look somewhere else.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, at the end of the day, customer satisfaction is number one. And if you can make them happy, you've created a lifelong customer to pass on the information to their friends, family, even post on social media to extend the testimonial to, you know, to the rest of the world.
Let's jump over real quick here to Urban Jewelry because, you know, although it often is a predominantly male purchase, in the past year, we've definitely seen it starting to come up with female styles and purchases. You know, you were talking about these custom pieces often tell a story about a wearer. Can you give us an example of something you've done?
Yeah. So when musicians, celebrities, or even just, you know, up-and-coming stars want to create pieces, it generally tells a story. These pieces are so custom that they tell a story. So something simple could be their record label name. It could be their own personal name. But other more complex pieces can tell a story about their life. So, for example, we did a piece for a particular musician, and it was the size of a 5-inch plate. It was like a 5-inch saucer plate. And in the background, there were various components. It had a 3-dimensional home where he grew up in his grandma's house. On the top, in the clouds, it had 3 artists that were part of his group that had passed away over the last couple of years. On the left side was the city of Chicago, and there was a bridge connecting his home to the city of Chicago because that's where he grew up. And at the bottom were these emerald-cut diamonds set in a brick pattern to create waves of Lake Michigan. And at the end of the day, that was a story of his life and how he got to be where he was today with all the things that incorporated or that were part of his upbringing of his life.
How interesting. How interesting. I couldn't pull it off, but how interesting. Is it very complicated to put something that together to work with a retailer? Can a retailer pull it off, or do they really need your expertise or to be working with them to make sure that it's a nice process?
Yeah, so I think with the right people in place, anything can be pulled off. So the retailer would have to have the right manufacturer in place that has a design team that knows how to sketch these out to create the story. So instead of telling a story or writing it out like a book, you're telling it through an image, and that image needs to be created into a piece of jewelry. So I think at the end of the day, with the right designers that can tell the story and the right manufacturing, because this piece in particular we're talking about was 68 different castings that were put together to create multi-level, multi-depth. So I definitely think it's possible for any true manufacturer to put this together.
Well, excellent, excellent, excellent. You know, just a couple quick questions as we come to a close here. Do you find either on the bridal side or the urban side, are they mostly mined goods? Are they lab goods? Are they all goods? Do you see any changes?
You know, this is a hot topic in today's industry on the manufacturing side and on the retail side. You know, you talk to customers that were absolutely, I'll say anti-lab. You talk to them 6 months ago, and then if you ask them today, they're selling lab. There's retailers out there that don't advertise that they sell lab, but they sell lab in order to create the sale. In the bridal world, what we're seeing online and what we're seeing in stores is that people are selling lab to millennials, to people to create that whole experience of the engagement ring, the ones that have the green choice, you know, the care about the environment, but they're setting it in a natural semi-mount. And I think as the time progresses, there will be a big push, further push in lab for bridal and mainstream fashion. And in the urban space, it's starting to make a dent into that industry where people are accepting lab. After all, it tests like a diamond. The FTC qualifies it as a diamond. It's just education. And that at the end of the day, the biggest question people have is that what's the value going to be tomorrow? And unfortunately, that's a big unknown.
Absolutely. But if we're focusing on it as an emotional sale, they're really looking at it for them. They're not thinking of selling it, which, you know, kind of brings up a couple other things as we come to a close here, that you can't just treat it, as we said, it's an emotional sale. You can't just treat it as an item. Here it is in a box, and it's like getting, some box delivered to your house. There's no emotion in that. There's just cardboard. So isn't the trick as you go through this to make it something special, to build some excitement? And, you know, what are some things that you can do in the delivery to make it, or that you've done in the past, that make it special and make that connection between the consumer and the retailer so much stronger that they want to do another piece?
Yeah, so giving people something to talk about is the key here, right? So one thing anyone can do is create a manufacturing video of the piece, the custom order, from start to finish. So include the sketch, include the CAD, show the wax being printed, show the casting, show the gold being poured in, diamond setting, polishing, finishing, rhodium, just, and then showing the final piece. And that was whole, as I said earlier, keeping your customer engaged throughout the process. And at the end of the day, while you're giving them the final piece of jewelry, you're also handing them the story that was created for them.
You know, and I'm sure, again, as I see my daughters with their faces very firmly in their phones, I assume that's the kind of thing that they like to share with their friends to make it special so that their friends think it's special. And let's be honest, it's a great advertisement out for that retailer who's out there giving them something they can share and not just giving them something that they wear.
Yep, and I'll add that videos are very impactful. People will sit and take the time to watch a 30-second video as they're very engaging.
So I guess I hope we haven't bored you. I hope we've given you some things to think about and to know that special order is not something to be scared of. It's a very, very important tool in today's market to properly speak to today's consumer and to ensure an ROI that makes sure you're around in the future. Thank you for listening. We hope we've helped. We hope we've made you think. And if we can ever help you, we're here.
Thank you very much.
Hope you've had a good day. Thank you.